The proclamation of the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments that God spoke to the Israelites from Mount Sinai, filled the people with dread. They said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die." Moses said, "Do not be afraid. The Lord has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." All the people remained at a distance while Moses climbed the mountain and approached the thick cloud, which indicated the presence of God. He entered the cloud, and there, on the mountain, the Lord gave Moses the laws and precepts which were to order the life of the nation. The Decalogue, the fundamental law of God, which is applicable to all men of all ages, laid the foundations for the religious, moral, and social life of Israel. The set of laws that God gave Moses on Mount Sinai confirmed and expanded this basic legislation by a series of statutes, ordinances, and judgments that Moses was commanded to put into writing. The document he wrote was known as the Book of the Covenant. It was the Judaic civil and criminal code in its simplest form. This legislation rested on God's authority, for the people had agreed that the Lord alone should govern them. God would do this through Moses, who was to be helped by the appointed magistrates and judges, and so Israel became a theocracy, where the rule of God was recognized by the people. The code of laws given at this time could not, of course, cover all the cases that the judges would have to handle over the years, but it clearly specified the basic legal regulations and created precedents for future lawsuits. The legislation was divided into several sections: prescriptions concerning the altar and worship, laws to safeguard human rights, a group of articles dealing with homicide, bodily injuries, theft, damage to property, as well as regulations for compensation and the restitution of goods. Some of the statutes referred to social behavior, while several laws condemned sorcery, immoral practices, and idolatry, as well as blasphemy against God. The Lord gave ordinances protecting the weak and helpless, slaves, orphans, widows, and aliens, as well as laws to provide fair and impartial justice for everyone, whether rich or poor, slave or free, alien or Israelite. Each year the children of Israel were to celebrate three festivals in honor of the Lord. God gave laws concerning the Sabbath, religious festivals, and sacrifices, which were to be written down in the Book of the Covenant. As a conclusion, the Lord warned the people against any form of compromise with the corrupt and idolatrous customs of the Canaanite nations. He promised the Israelites protection and blessing if they kept his commandments, and divine guidance until they came to the promised land. "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way, and to bring you to the place I have prepared," said the Lord. After Moses had been given these laws, he came down from the mountain and told the people all the words that God had said. The Israelites replied with one accord, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." Moses wrote God's words in the Book of the Covenant and read them to the people. He built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then sacrifices and burnt offerings were presented to the Lord. Moses sprinkled half of the blood taken from the sacrifices on the altar, and the other half he sprinkled on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you." Moses, Aaron, and his sons, with the 70 elders of Israel, went up the mountain and were granted a special vision of God in his glory. Soon after, the Lord told Moses to go up the mountain once again. Knowing that he would be away some time, Moses told the elders to wait for him. "Aaron and Hur are with you," he said, "and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and went up the mountain. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the 7th day the Lord summoned Moses, while the glory of the Lord settled on the top of the mountain like a consuming fire, and Moses entered the cloud. God told Moses that the Israelites were to build a sanctuary for him. The Lord showed him a pattern of the tabernacle, or tent of meeting, with its furnishings and utensils, as well as the materials that were to be used. Aaron was to be the high priest of this sanctuary. When the Lord had finished speaking with Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the 2 tablets of the testimony, the tables of stone on which the Ten Commandments were inscribed by the finger of God. Moses stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking. Next episode, the golden calf.